RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We have a special treat for you, ladies and gentlemen. A special treat indeed. We're going to head over to our guest line, brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. On the line right now, we have one of the goats of comedy, a legend himself, who will be live at the Fort Lauderdale Improv on New Year's Eve. Two shows. You can catch him at 7 p.m. and at 10 p.m. Again, that's at the Fort Lauderdale Improv in Dania Point. Mr. Marlon Wayans, how you doing today, sir?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Alive and blessed. Now, I know we are doing a phone interview, so you can't see me, but I've worked with you multiple times as the sound tech with you in D.C. At both the Miami Improv and at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. And I must say...
I know who this is. What's happening, brother? How you doing?
I'm alive and blessed, bro.
I know your voice, but I know you look. You look like you're Indian, but you're like Puerto Rican or something.
Okay, you know, fair. No need to laugh.
Hey, Mother, I can't look at him the same way now.
Okay. Yeah. I have been checked as ambiguous. I do check the ambiguous box, so I totally get it.
I was spot on. I was like, I know exactly what this is.
That's unfortunate. But hey, at least you know. So I'll take it. I appreciate that. And honestly, bro, you've given me some of the best straight up advice I've had in my life. And I think it was to quote, stop being a bitch. I believe. I think that was what you told me one time.
Did I say that?
You
sounds
did
that like me.
Yeah, indeed. You indeed did, bro. So, you know, I appreciate every time you do come down. I'm telling you, this is one of the goals.
Because you got to be fearless in this game, man. You just got to be fearless. If I attach myself to fear, man, I couldn't have grown. I couldn't even be a stand-up comedian, let alone keep creating new sets. You know, I don't fear the crowd. First thing I say in my head before I go on stage is F them. Because if I let them control me, I would not be funny. So stop caring and just go do it.
Yeah, there's never been a time that I've seen you uncomfortable on stage, whether it's someone who wants to yell loud or whatever the hell is going on. I've never seen you uncomfortable on stage. It's a mentality that you definitely have to lock into. I wanted to talk about this mentality. I know you just released a movie not too long ago, Him. And you've called this movie the Black Swan of football. And we talk about the mama mentality or being locked in. After playing Isaiah, do you think that this elite competitive drive is something that you identify with, or is something that you find kind of crazy?
I am Isaiah, except I'm not insecure in terms of his work ethic, in terms of my abilities, in terms of how I work, the mentality of a cleaner. Like, I read this book, Relentless, by Tim Grover, and he's Michael Jordan's trainer. He was Dwayne Wade's trainer. And it talks about coolers, closers, and cleaners. And Michael Jordan and Dwayne Wade are cleaners. And that's how my Tom Brady, cleaner. I'm a cleaner, man. You give me the ball, I'm going to find a way to score. I'm going to find a way to score. I'm a hard worker, and I don't have no quit in me.
Man,
so, like, Marlon, I'm a fan. Marcos is too young for this. But, see, I go way back with In Living Color. And it was one of the first shows that I had seen on TV where a lot of the stars or the pieces of that show, not just your family, went on to have big time careers. And I always associated you guys in that show with giving others an opportunity to shine. And seeing Rosie Perez and Jennifer Lopez and Carrie, Jim Carrey, and seeing those people go on to have these careers and thinking, I can't even tell people where I first saw them on In Living Color because they're going to say, what was that? How does it feel?
Keenan was a tastemaker.
Right.
You know, Keenan was ahead of his time as a visionary. And, right. You know, he basically was tapping into great talent, you know. And it wasn't an accident that everybody's gone on to have such great careers because, you know, those were very talented people. And Keenan actually gave you a blueprint on how to make it. Always there for good advice and always thought of hard work and dedication to your craft.
And that's one of the things that, you know, plus, I mean, come on, like, how hard is it to come up with some of these movies? I could watch White Chicks right now, over and over again, and I'm singing all these ridiculous songs. I don't even know who sing the songs, but I'm singing them and doing my head all crazy. And like, just all of you guys' movies, all the movies that you have done, and all the movies that, you know, it's your own type of movie, but I can follow it and laugh with it, and it's original. I always know whose movie it is, and I have a blast. How fun is it just making something that is, you know, on its own? It's not like anything else, and everybody can enjoy it.
That's the beauty, is we don't even know we're doing it. It's just our natural ability of what we do and how we do, and, you know, we work right. hard. I don't just write a movie and let the first thing stick. You know, we just wrapped Scary Movie 6, and, you know, we didn't write 100 pages to film 100 pages. We wrote like 700 pages to film 100 pages. And, you know, it's just our work ethic and our process. And we make sure we make each other laugh. And that's the goal. And it's a natural instinct that we keep on refining. And so it goes from art to science.
I would imagine if you can make
it lasts over time. Right. It's not like exactly. You do it and you laugh just that year. You can watch White Chicks 20 years removed and you'll laugh like it's your first time you saw it. Don't be a menace. Put Don't Be a Menace on. You'll laugh like the first time you saw it. That's just the way we make movies, man. We don't try to make movies, try to make comedy classics.
So if y'all can't make each other laugh, it don't make the cut.
Exactly. If it ain't making us laugh, the audience ain't gonna laugh. We're the hardest people to make laugh. And the audience may laugh at some stuff, but we're like, we don't think it's funny enough. So, you know, we're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until, you know, we make something that's just not, that makes the audience hurt. That makes the audience go, yo, that is hilarious. We may never get critic love, but, you know, we don't make it for the critics. We make it for the audience.
Now, you mentioned Scary Movie, which I know you just wrapped production of, scheduled to come out next year, as of right now, June 12th. 2026. This is another classic, timeless classic that they tried to take, they tried to twist, they tried to do it their own, and it never really hit the same. Now that it's back in your hands and you're able to create these things, these timeless classics, does this feel like you're almost in like another era of a championship run? You know, you did your first, you had a success early on, and now you have an opportunity to go back. Does this feel like another championship run with you and your brothers able to do this?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it feels like, you know, the world needs this laugh. They haven't laughed hard in the movie theater in a long time. This is not just about this franchise. This is about, you know, the world needs to laugh. We are not laughing. We're not laughing at ourselves. We're not roasting each other like we used to. You know, there's a lot of misery in this world, and the world needs laughs. And so we need to go to the theater and sit in the audience and laugh with and at each other. And this movie is going to offer that opportunity.
Now, your range is something that I think a lot of people don't really understand, in that, you know, you may see a lot of roles that Marlon's done throughout the past. And my wife and I always talk about this story of how she came to the one of your first sets that you did post-COVID at the Miami Improv. And she came in expecting to see, you know, the what she saw on the Wayans Brothers show or what you saw in Scary Movie, and she left there in tears. And you know, just of a beautiful movement of, because, you know, how you talk about your mother, she was able to identify with that. And just the family elements of these things, of how you're able to go from someone who, you know, can play these comedic roles in White Chicks to even in the movie Him, you know, where you completely, I know you even transformed your body. You dropped 25 pounds. You did 2-a-days just to look the part and go through it with the range. And by the way, while I have you on that, I'm doing a show here with Leroy Horde, former running back for the Cleveland Browns, but this guy's falling apart at any second. While you were doing these training camp 2-a-days, did you have a moment where you're like, nah, I'm too old for this?
Nah. Only was came to throw in the football while I was like, I'm too old for this. That hurt my arm so bad. God bless Phillip Rivers. That's what I needed to stop, man. But doing the work and doing the lifting and doing that, I was able to, you know, not just keep up with Tyreek, but sometimes he'd look over during training like, yo, what are you made of, bro? And I was just going in. I needed to do twice the work in order to, because he's naturally younger, bigger, you know. When you're 25, you drink a bottle of water and you be buff, you be cut up. You get 50, you got to work it off.
Look, man.
You got to change your diet. You got to change what you drink. You got to change how you breathe. You got to change how you sleep. Like, when you 50 trying to get abs, trying to get your body in shape, it's a whole nother game.
Now, Marlon, you've done a lot, and I won't take too much of your time. One of the things that I don't think gets enough attention and love when we talk about classic television shows is the Wayans Brothers show. But again, I talk about your range. I know that you're guest starring again on the 4th season of Bel-Air. And with you doing stand-up comedy, movies, Bel-Air, how are you able to switch back and forth between all of these different responsibilities? Or do you find a way of somehow, like, making it the same?
God's gift, man. It's something that I magically worked toward my whole life. And now it's just, I can push a button and be wherever I want to be. It's all about what I choose to do. And it's not about, I have to think about it, I have to change my mode, I have to change. It just shifts my energies. But everything is hard work. Everything is dedication. And everything is, you know, vulnerability. And I just do the work. There's one thing that you don't know about me. I do the work. I live on a stage. Even when I'm doing movies, I'm still working on stage. I'm still doing stand-up. Because I'm working on, it's not the stand-up. It's the showmanship when I got to do interviews. It's you know, I don't know when I'm going to be on a comedy set. To be my mind always thinking. When Scary Movie, I had to shepherd this one, you know, and be on set and give other people improvs. I'm always writing as a writer, as a visionary. And so it's just, I work my whole life to be this entity that I am. And I just want more opportunity to go do it. You know, I think if you ask me right now where I'm at, you know, I'm probably one of the greatest investments Hollywood can make.
Marlon Wayans is bringing his Wild Child tour to the Fort Lauderdale Improv. That's in Dania Point. You can catch him Wednesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. No better way. Honestly, you skip all the traffic, the crazy drunk drivers, all this. Watch yourself one of the best comedy performances you possibly can and bring in the new year the right way. Marlon, I want to thank you for giving us your time today.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, guys. Thank y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marlon.
Wait. Whoa. Yeah. Time out.
Yes.
Did you hang up on him that quick hung up on us that quick?
No. I he didn't hang up.
Yes, okay.
I accidentally hit line 6.
He's nervous. He's nervous.
I'm like,
it's a legend, like, that we're talking about.
What? No, like, wow. I went to pull the down. And then my finger hit the line 6.
For me, they are like the first family of, like, comedy as far as how many people in their family are involved, how many people they help. You know what I mean?
They're like the Matthews of the Matthews family the of Matthews comedy. Family.
Yeah, yes, sure. but people think, like, Jim Carrey was on In Living Color. Yeah. He didn't get those opportunities somewhere else. He got them from them.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx in Living Color. Like you said, man, Keenan had a way of picking talent. That whole family.
And everybody said that was his brother. I'm like, he was in it, dude. They were all in it.
Right. I mean, they're trying to think you were speaking as if, you know, he was the head. No, it was you were just trying to say how talented the family was. And they could have just done the show by themselves with the talent from the family, but they included so many other talented artists,
so many other people that went on to have careers
that became bigger stars individually. Like you said, and two of them were dancers. You had Rosie Perez. Well, Rosie was already big, but she was the choreographer. And you had J Lo. Then you had then you had obviously Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx, Tommy Davidson, David Alan Greer.
If you make it the other way, make that a white show.
A Saturday Night Live.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, they wouldn't be the black version of Jim Carrey. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't matter to them. They just wanted to make people laugh, whoever it was.
I just didn't like the fact that he called me racially ambiguous. I wasn't necessarily a fan of that.
Dude, you do look Indian, but you're a Puerto Rican. That was hysterical.
Wait. When he said that, how many people stared at Marcos and went, I can see it.
Right, man. I love when Marta comes to town. DC Irvin, his opening act, also a great guy as well.
Oh, they're hysterical.
Yeah, for sure. When we come back, we're going to reflect on the year 2025. I got some moments. According to AI, these are the biggest moments. Let's see if the robots know their thing. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.